Well, good afternoon to you all, and thanks for the kind invitation to come and share with you a few thoughts that I've been having from a particular passage from God's Word found in Acts chapter 10. I was going to say it's really nice to see so many well-known faces. I was brought up in Renfrew, went along to the church there and had a close affinity with our friends here in Bethany, but as years go on and as people move and then there's a few faces I don't recognise here, but it's lovely to see you nonetheless. So thanks for coming today, and we look forward to allow God speaking to us all today through his precious word. So Acts chapter 10, we're going to do a little character study of an individual by the name of Cornelius. And Cornelius is only mentioned once in the Bible, or in one chapter of the whole Bible. It's Acts chapter 10. So let's just read a few verses. If you have a Bible together, we're going to do this little study on this individual today. Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, it's entitled in my Bible, Cornelius Calls for Peter. Acts 10 and verse 1. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. Let's move down to verse number 22. The following verses describe a vision that Peter had. And in verse 22, it says this. The men replied, we have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say. So here's these individuals speaking to Peter, saying, come back to Cornelius' house. Then Peter invited the men